Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 7th day of October, 2021. 1 week already gone, buddy. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in the *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 48 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 60 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I think we're supposed to get a little bit more rain, which wouldn't hurt a goddamn thing. 10 feet of snow wouldn't hurt nothing at this point in the ball game. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. White House, we want to keep gas prices low, but climate crisis can't wait. I mean, they're not doing this on purpose, are they? All right, but we're going to get into this. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, White House, we want to keep gas prices low, but climate crisis can't wait. So that's why you're raising the fucking prices. I mean, this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The White House indicated Wednesday that governments across the globe should not walk back green energy commitments despite growing fossil fuel shortages and price hikes. And despite the fact that the majority, the vast, 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 vast majority that outnumber you millions and probably millions at least, tens of millions of one around this goddamn planet said, fuck you and your goddamn green fucking bullshit. Fuck you and your climate change that you have created by blowing holes through the fucking ozone and spraying one god knows what all over everything on this fucking planet to fucking change the environment so that you can get more control, because that's all you're about is goddamn control. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked during the daily briefing if the White House is concerned that fuel shortages in Europe will impact green energy pledges ahead of the Glasgow Climate Change Summit in December. I'll tell you what, motherfuckers, this corporation, you are an unlawful fucking entity in this goddamn country. You were created in violation of our law. You do not fucking represent us, not in this country or any place else in the fucking world. You can go over there to some other fucking country and write whatever you want on a fucking piece of paper. You're going to get it shoved right up your fucking ass. We own this country. We fucking run this country, you son of a bitches. We certainly hope not, Psaki replied, pointing to ongoing conversations with world leaders about upcoming conferences. You're not going to fucking make us eat grass, you cocksuckers. I mean, I don't know about the rest of you people out there, but fuck, I've had a gutful of these motherfuckers. Psaki asserted that the climate change crisis was more important than cheaper fuel, more important than fucking people eating. Fuck it. You want to kill us down to under 500 million. You've got it written in fucking stone on the Georgia Guidestones, don't you? You fucking bitch. You think we don't know what you fucking want? Wanting and getting are two different things. Many a slip between the cup and the lip, right? The fucking Romans wanted to conquer the world. The fucking Greeks wanted to conquer the world. Fucking Napoleon wanted to conquer. They didn't do it, though, did they? At some point in the fucking ball game, the rest of the masses, the fucking unstoppable fucking force of the fucking mass of the people say no. And then they fucking back it. Sure, we'll have to pay a lot of fucking of our lives for the fucking negligence of the generations before us. There's no fucking doubt about it. We understand that. We understand that some of us are gonna die. But some of you are, all of you are gonna fucking die. We are gonna exterminate you from this motherfucking earth so you can never be the plague upon it that you are. You unlawful, criminal motherfuckers. Certainly, we all want to keep gasoline prices low, but the threat of the crisis, the climate crisis, certainly can't wait any longer, she concluded. You lying fucking whore. 100 million barrels of fucking oil shipped out of this country the last time we could check was in fucking June. 100 million barrels of our fucking sweet crude shipped out of this fucking country to be put on the international market so that they can fucking charge us more for, not only do we not get anything for our fucking raw resources, but we're gonna pay what these motherfucking international communists slash fascists slash fucking, vulture capitalists fucking tell us to. You're running out of fucking room. You're painting yourself in a fucking corner. Keep on a painting. Gas price. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Just if it matters. Her name is pronounced Saki. Just the P is silent. Her name is just Saki. That's all.
And that's what the Japanese drink.
Yeah. And it's Fauci, not Fossey. His name is Fauci. So just so you know.
I just call him fucker.
That worked for me.
All right, good. Okay, Saki. gas price, see, we're right here. She concluded the climate crisis. Okay, gas prices in America are at a 7-year high, according to reports. And see, that's just all this fucking money they fucking want, all these trillions of dollars that they're fucking pushing through unlawfully. This fucking corporation can't take one fucking thing from we the people. It was created in violation of the fucking 9th article of the superior fucking law and jurisdiction of we the fucking people. It was never fucking ratified by we the fucking people. The Constitution was never ratified by we the fucking people. This is fucking strong arm fucking robbery. This is the monarchs trying to fucking force themselves back on us. Come on, you motherfuckers. You fat little fucking troll on the fucking sitting on the goddamn throne over there in fucking England. You fucking bitch. You fucking Beatrice over there in New Zealand. Get your fucking forces and let's do this shit. We're sick of your stinking fucking nasty fucking asses. How about that? Gas prices are at a 7-year high. Yeah, and you're fucking exporting fucking hundreds of millions of barrels of our fucking sweet fucking crude. We should be out of the fucking New World Order, out of every fucking world organization. This country should be fucking isolated. We need nothing from the rest of this fucking world. We have everything we need here. All the technology that came out that fucking, the goddamn resources to make Russia a fucking problem for us, to make China a fucking threat to us, to make any, all this shit came from right fucking here. We don't need these fuckers for nothing. We need nobody. We need them the fuck out of here, and we need a fucking 50-foot fucking fence with fucking machine gun turrets every fucking 500 yards. And people that'll fucking use them. They won't even use fucking tear gas and goddamn rubber bullets on it, but they'll shoot the fuckers at us, won't they? They were showing the thing today about, you know, up in Portland and burning goddamn public buildings down and stuff. Oh, no, they didn't get arrested. They got immediately released and none of them are being fucking prosecuted. But people stand up in a goddamn town meeting or a school board meeting and tell you you don't want you to teach your 14-year-old to suck dick, another boy's dick. And now, oh man, there's our excuse for an international Stasi, and that's what this shit is. The fucking FBI is an unlawful agency. We never gave no permission for any kind of a government policing of our fucking people as individual sovereign nationals. Plain and simple. You do not have the authority. You never had it. Everything you have done has been a fucking act of sedition and fucking treason, and it's time for these motherfuckers to answer up. Psaki blamed Hurricane Ida for the spike in gas prices in the United States, a storm that hit the southern coast more than a month ago. Why would that affect fucking prices? We're buying fucking goddamn gas from fucking foreigners. I mean, why are we buying any oil from Saudi Arabia? Why we're exporting 100 million fucking barrels of oil out of this country? Every sweet crude, the fucking best. Why would we do that, people? Why, you look at, step back and look at these motherfuckers, they act like you're not even fucking there. And then you come around, you know, Jefferson said that when the government feared the people, you had fucking freedom. When the people feared the government, you had tyranny. So they fucking, these people go to these fucking school boards, I mean, they ain't nobody to be afraid of. Look at them. They're pathetic. But still they're going to these fucking school board meetings thinking that really fucking means something, running your fucking mouth. But then again, they claim you cannot threaten a public official. So that public officials have to have no fear of the fucking people, huh? That's not what Jefferson said. He said the fucking government should be fucking afraid of the fucking people. Then you have freedom. But then again, they turn around and they threaten to bring the FBI in to fucking go after these people who are just fucking going in and raising a little bit of hell when they should be doing a whole fucking lot more. They should just get, hey, fuck, you see, this should be a simpler thing. As I told you about the teacher that fucking was screwing the seventh grader over here. That fucker couldn't be fired, let alone go to jail, let alone get a sex jacket like a fucking 19-year-old boy fucking his 17-year-old girlfriend. No, that son of a bitch could not be touched. It's because of these fucking unions. Who fucking, will you show me where the fucking unions are authorized in any goddamn document that is a founding document of this country? Find the original constitution. Show it to me. Show me in the Bill of Rights where these motherfuckers can create authorities above the fucking people. They're telling you, they're telling these people, they're our kids to educate as we say to educate. Fuck, I'll tell you what, that's all it would take for me, motherfucker. And you better be fucking afraid of me. I mean, these people, you're pissing up a wet rope going to these fucking meetings. You get to get on TV and you get to snarl and bitch a little bit, but you ain't doing shit to change nothing. And now they want to put the fear into you. That's exactly what they're telling you. They're saying we'll make them afraid. So what are they telling you there, according to Jefferson? They want to inflict tyranny on you because they want you to be afraid of the fucking government, which ain't even the fucking government, which isn't even legitimate. It's a goddamn corporation, an unlawfully created corporation, a criminal corporation created. It was a crime to create it. It's been a crime every day that it has existed since its creation. And everybody fucking knows it. And the 14th Amendment is a fucking crime. We're not your fucking subject. You do not tell us what to do. We fucking tell you what to do. And if you fucking remove our fucking courts so that we can't take you in under our own people, in front of our own people, and fucking deal with you and fucking hang you lawfully for the fucking sedition and treason that you are blatantly committing against the highest law in this fucking land, ratified December 15, 1791, known as the Bill of Rights, then we have a fucking big problem here, don't we, people? And these people are just now starting to realize it. Now they're getting threatened with the FBI. How many of you are going to run home? You won't even come over and bitch at the fucking meeting. I don't want the FBI. The FBI, oh my God, are you scared? Are you scared of what's supposed to be? This ain't your government to begin with. It's a fucking corporation. It has no authority. And even the fucking government that they proposed back in 1787 and ratified through their own fucking cronies, not the people, you were not supposed to be afraid of. They were supposed to be afraid of you. That's Thomas Jefferson. That's not me. Better send the fucking FBI to investigate that son of a bitch. Or am I missing something here? We're continually monitoring, she said. We look to take additional steps as needed. How about stopping that? They lifted that fucking ban. This is our fucking resources, people. These are our natural fucking resources. And the corporation, supposedly the fuckers that are handing out these fucking leases are getting $15 a barrel. Well, at least the fucking Chinese that are buying up the fucking leases are getting fucking $70. You talk about betrayed, fucking treason. There is no higher treason than what exists in this fucking country. I finished some more of that series on the fucking the Romans, and it was just like this, people. It was fucking, and it crumbled too, and it crumbled under its own fucking weight. You can't just go on. You can't. There's just too many fucking of us. That's why the death shot. They've for generations. They've tried to figure a way to fucking wipe us down to a fucking level that they can fucking control absolutely. Where you wear a fucking goddamn camera on the end of your foot, and they watch what somebody's monitoring you 24 hours a day, even when you're taking a shit. Why would they fear the fucking people like that? If they were a legitimate government, which they are not, they are a corporation that cannot exist. It's in complete violation of the fucking 9th article of the people's ratified supreme superior law and jurisdiction. And they know it. And they are inflicting tyranny on us. That's why they're afraid of us. If you were the government that they lie about being, you know, a government of, for, and by the people, you'd want everybody to have a fucking gun. Everybody to be as well trained with that weapon as possible. Everybody to have as much ammunition as possible. Then nobody would fuck with you. Nobody would fuck with none of us. But you are the enemy, you son of a bitches. And you've shown yourself the enemy. You've told us you're the fucking enemy. You've told us we're the rulers and you're the rule. We're the ruling class, don't you know? When it comes time, we say, hey, fuck you. Pick up your, get the fucking, get your goddamn guns and back your fucking mouth, motherfucker. I got rights. I got the law on my fucking side. I'll enforce the fucking law on you, you prick. Oh, well, I don't fight or anything. I don't have no spine. I shit yellow. But I'll take your resources and I'll put it to an unlawful agency called the FBI and I'll have them come down and put the fear into you. They're wanting to put fear into you. They're telling you this. They are telling you they want to make you afraid. Now what did Jefferson say? When the people are afraid of the government, you have what? That's right, tyranny. And when the government fears the people, but you don't dare, don't you dare, don't you raise your voice at us. If you fucking just raise your voice and make one of these fucking slimy communist fucking pedophilic pieces of shit fucking nervous. Oh, you're threatening a public official. And they did that a couple of times and then they passed it over again. Next time he said it, they were saying public servant. No, they're not public fucking servants. They are fucking corporate officials running an unlawful fucking government, a rogue fucking government, an occupation in the country known as the United States of these Americas. And it is not only our right, it is our fucking duty to confront them using whatever means it is possible to make them afraid of us again. If we're going to have a government, that motherfucker has to be afraid of the fucking people. Or else you have fucking tyranny. This ain't me. Like I said, you better go investigate fucking Thomas Jefferson. Those are his words. Oil surges after Energy Department says no plan to tap oil reserves. Why would we tap our fucking oil reserves in this country? You know, they sold off a whole bunch of our fucking reserves a while back. Just $7 billion. They never even said, but they said $7 billion. They just all split it up. You know, they made us buy that fucking oil back in the 70s so we'd have a strategic fucking reserve. And then they went and sold it. Did you ever find, I didn't get any of that goddamn money. Did you? You paid for it. You sure as hell paid for it. But who got the fucking money? Now they're talking about, oh, we don't want to top this. Hey, that export ban they lifted. Did anybody ask you about that? They're supposed to be representing the people here. Don't you understand that? No, these fuckers get together. Well, let's go on and see what they're doing. So much for this. Anyway, this is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. So much for the threat that the Biden administration would sell oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Just stop exporting. There was a glut. Remember, people, it went down to fucking minus $40, but that's how much fucking glut, and they're still fucking there. All they did is just said, well, we'll store it here, we'll store it there, we'll put Biden into office, and we'll shut down all the fucking, pumping of the oil, because goddamn, we should be fucking giving it away. It belongs to the people anyway to pay them back for some of what we have fucking stolen from them over the past 240 fucking years. But no, I'm talking about just tapping into your federal strategic reserves. Hey, man, fucking a couple of months of that 100 million barrels that you're shipping out a fucking month in this country would fucking kind of drop that price right down there. And then tell those son of a bitches that own the goddamn refineries, you either fucking work or your license is pulled. And another American can step up that'll do the fucking job. And then you'd see fucking gas for fucking 2 cents a fucking gallon instead of four fucking dollars. And they're wanting to make it higher. Why? To keep you from moving about. To keep us from talking from one another. To keep us from uniting. It's a fucking weapon of war. Always has been, always will be. And I mean, this is Sansu. I mean, he'd tell you the same goddamn thing. Moments ago, in response to mounting concerns my ass, everybody I know is going, this is fucking bullshit. Concerns that the U.S. would sell up to 60 million barrels of oil. They're talking 60 million. 100 million. They shipping out a fucking month of our sweet crude. And they're bringing this gunk in from other fucking places like Saudi Arabia. The shit oil that what they can squeeze out of their ground because they've been fucking taking the oil out for goddamn how many years. And we owe the pollution. No, we can pay a carbon tax, a higher carbon tax. This is climate change we're talking about here. Fuck you. The climate changes. It's called the sun, you son of a bitches. And if anybody is guilty of fucking man-made climate change, it's fucking you. We've seen the chemtrails. We've seen what you've fucking done. We've seen the drought you created here in the West. We've seen the hurricanes in the East, the tornadoes in the Midwest. We've seen it all. We know what you're fucking doing. You stop exporting our my fucking oil. That belongs to me. I'm American national. It belongs to me. You do not have my consent, and you have not taken it from me through a due process of the law as required by the highest law in this fucking land, and that would be the law of 1791, December 15th, called the Bill of Fucking Rights, and you are in violation of the ninth fucking article because you're taking what belongs to me, and you're fucking stealing it. And it's strong arm fucking robbery, people. How are you gonna fucking face it? You got no goddamn court. They took your fucking court away from you. You're right where the fuckers were back in Concord. And don't forget what Jefferson said. You're all running around fucking scared, people scared of COVID and fucking trying to scare the shit out of you with every fucking thing they got. They want you to be afraid of them. That means they want to inflict tyranny on you. Do you get the fucking message? That's not me. Like I said, that's Thomas Jefferson. You gonna dig up his fucking bones, FBI? You gonna have a talk with that son of a bitch and try and scare him? You wouldn't dig up none of them motherfuckers because they'd shoot your fucking ass down on the fucking spot. You can't even exist in this country. Kennedy wrote an executive order to get rid of your fucking ass and to get rid of the IRS and the CIA. That executive order's never been revoked. But it ain't enforced like the ones that come from these fucking communist aristocrats at the top of the fucking heap here these days. You know, the ruling class. And you're the fucking ruled class. Hey, so fucking walk, man. Get yourself a fucking bike and drive like a fucking chink. Of course, they're getting more fucking better shit than we are because our industry was shipped over there at our fucking expense and given to the motherfuckers, and they're taking our goddamn natural resources and shipping them over for them to manufacture for them. You're betrayed. Face it and fucking do something about it. At this time, to tap into the nation's oil reserves, you don't have to. So, I mean, we never get, there was no fucking vote from the people to do any of this shit. No permission from anybody but the unfucking ratified fucking pricks claiming to operate under the Constitution, operating under a corporate fucking charter. Got it? An Energy Department spokesman said, the Energy Department. Wonder who the oversight is on that Energy Department, people. Who's sitting in that fiduciary chair that's supposed to fucking stop this shit, that's supposed to protect us? That's what they told you in that goddamn Federalist Papers to get that Constitution put in place, that they were going to fucking protect you. And when they start all this regulation shit, that was to protect you. No, that's so they can fucking get control over you. Because at the top, I don't care what fucking crime they commit. I mean, they were going through it today. They're talking, they were just like these, this is on Fox, stupid-ass reporters. And they're going, well, yeah, that's illegal. That's a crime, and that's illegal, and that's a crime. And one of them says, but there's no prosecutions. Well, no. Because they're corporate fucking admiralty fucking courts. They belong to the pricks that are the criminals. The fucker sitting on the bench is a fucking criminal, just like his brother there. He's getting his cut of the fucking action. It's fucking international corporate mafia. Look at it. The comments come after reports yesterday about U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, whatever the fuck her name is, raising the prospect of releasing crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The news sent oil sharply higher, people, so get ready to $5 an hour a gallon gas. Why are they doing it? Just because they fucking can and you ain't going to do nothing about it because you're scared of them. You're a victim of tyranny. It's like Thomas Jefferson said, you're afraid of them. You have tyranny. They're not afraid of you because you won't fucking do nothing but polish them fucking guns. You won't use the motherfuckers. You won't enforce the fucking law you have right in your goddamn hands. It's a fucking pathetic situation. Sent oil sharply higher with both WTI and Brent spiking more than a dollar on the news. So get ready to pay even higher fucking prices. Hey, how's that fucking $2,800 working out for you? Spent it yet? Did you get an extra goodie this year from the fucking communists? Did you get an extra goodie from fucking Trump, the fucking fascist? Did you get any goodies that they haven't? Who ended up with your goodies? They just raised the price of your fucking food. They just raised, just like it when you hit them with a tax. They don't pay that fucking tax. You do. They just raised the fucking price on you. There is no fucking control over these motherfuckers because they're corporations. And they think that under the Uniform Commercial Code that the fucking Bill of Rights does not apply. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, the ninth article says the goddamn Uniform Commercial Code can't apply if it violates the ninth article, which it fucking does, ad nauseum. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
One day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a highway.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bingos flocking by the
And that's Po Po Dog.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Kid Rock with Podunk. And I'll tell you what, the peasant, I mean, your natural living, they consider themselves above you. And don't forget about the ruling fucking class, but I guarantee you down in the Podunk, they don't give a fuck. You come at us, you motherfuckers. Gun control on the verge of passing in the Senate. Oh, really? Now, this is one not making the goddamn news. This is from Ammo Land. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Congress is attempting to pass, quote, red flag gun confiscation orders and other gun control measures in the Violence Against Women Reauthorization Act, the VAWA. Now, have you noticed, man, is there just me? But every goddamn mayor, I mean, there's a very, mayors and the fucking governors and all these fuckers, they're all women except for a hand fucking full. Now, you know, me and Bill talked about this before. You know, I know women are intelligent. I know women are capable. I'm not, you know, fucking putting women down or anything. But this is what old Bill used to say. Now, we've been fucking, there has been exceptions to the rule. There have been women out there like, Joan of Arc or you know, a handful. That have, been in the fucking jungle. But for the most part, the women have always been behind the men, and the men fucking fought and fucking protected them. Protected the old people. Protected the young people. And the women fucking, they've just never been in this goddamn fucking, position before. They don't understand fucking, I mean, they're rotten sons of bitches, these fucking cunts that are coming up that they got in these fucking positions. But the other cunts say, well, we're both cunts, so we gotta, I mean, there are people who were elected for no other reason than the color of their skin and the fact that they were women. We have to get the women in control. Well, the women aren't going to fucking control us. You might as well get that through your head, women. I mean, like I said, fucking nothing against, I mean, there's trenchers that are women. I'm sure they're going to fucking, they'll do what they have to protect their children and stuff, but the goddamn men better be stepping out fucking front. The reason they don't want the fucking men in be pushing the fucking Bill of Rights is because we understand the fucking jungle. Ever since the beginning of time, it has been the man who fucking fought. That's why our bodies are different. That's why we're stronger. That was our fucking role to play in life. The woman's role was to have the children, to make the nest, the nesters, and the fucking goddamn gatherers and hunters. Don't you know?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Do you know why we have so many cowards in this country?
Why is that, sir?
Because of the women.
Yep. I'm sorry, but you're right. The women should be out there. They should be like, are you going to stand for this? I mean, that should be the only message coming from the women. Are you going to stand and protect me, or am I on my fucking own here? Are you a fucking man, or did I marry some kind of fucking pussy? That's what it should be. You're right. And you're absolutely correct, man. The women, I mean, goddammit, if you read a lot of history, I've read a lot of history. And in a lot of fucking cases, the women were used, I mean, by the churches in the old days. In the churches, that was some of the shit that, this is not me, this is shit they wrote. We get control of the women, and the women will control the men. Not in this fucking instance, mister. That goddamn Bill of Rights reads what it reads, and it is absolute fucking law, and we have the goddamn right, as men, to enforce it, and as women, to enforce it. And it's going to be enforced. And we're going to have fucking decency, morality, happiness, and you're not going to fucking stop us. You're not going to turn us into a bunch of pedophilic fucking scum that you can fucking control to the point of bending down their knees at a ditch and blowing their fucking heads off. Hell, you could let some of these pricks take their fucking gun with them. They could polish it. It could go in the fucking ditch with them. For years, the gun measures have held up negotiations on the bill in the Senate, but it seems like Republicans are ready to cave in. You see how this fucking shit, I talk about the grammar. This is what it says. Republicans are ready to cave in and pass the bill. With the gun control measures intact. See, well, goddamn, I thought the fucking Republicans, they were against the Democrats, and they were all fucking off, you know, conservatives for gun. I mean, they're for the guns and the NRA, and I guess they're just a bunch of fucking fagging liars. Well, let's see who's backing this shit, shall we? Okay, gun control measures intact. Joni Ernst. Oh, a woman. Republican Iowa. Cindy Hyde Smith. Oh, a woman, Republican, Mississippi. And Shelley Moore, Capito, Republican, West Virginia. Ooh, another woman, said that they see a path forward on the bill with the anti-gun provisions. Well, bitch, do you better get ready to suit up? I know they want to start fucking drafting. Well, you might as well get fucking into it. Get your goddamn gear on and get out here and start taking these men's fucking guns away from them. Do it! Your threats are getting fucking pretty fucking hollow. The bill has been one of the centerpieces of President Joe Biden's anti-gun plan. Fucking anti, that's, call it what it is, anti-second article of the fucking highest law in this fucking land. That son of a bitch should be hung for that statement. And that's the way it was meant to be. That is the superior supreme law. To go against it is sedition, it is treason, it is punishable by death. On the day Biden announced that the David Chipman nomination for Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives director, the president pushed Congress to pass the bill. He framed it as a way to protect women from abusers. I'm going to tell you guys something, man. All of this bullshit, you know, stuff, we all know what they're doing. We know where that period is on that second fucking article, and that it's absolute fucking law that cannot be, you break it, you commit treason and fucking sedition, period. But I'm going to tell you how it is. If somebody wants to kill somebody, they're going to fucking kill them. What are you going to get down to where you make us take drugs every day so that we don't have the strength to strangle somebody to death? Who the fuck do you think you're fooling here? You ain't fooling nobody. And you ain't touching our fucking second article. You've declared, see, here's another fucking attack on our, but it's a mouth attack. Fuck your mouth attacks. Let's get to fucking shooting, motherfuckers. You think you're going to take my goddamn Bill of Rights away from me? You think you're going to fucking take our fucking supreme superior law of we the people, ratified December 15, 1791, away from us? You're thinking like that fucking King George did, aren't you? And you're going to get exactly what that motherfucker got. Oh, but goddamn, we can't say nothing against the king's officials. I mean, that's against the law. Oh, really? What fucking law? You're against the law. You're fucking violation of the fucking law. The highest law in this land that it is our duty and our fucking privilege to fucking enforce. I held over 1,000 hours of hearings to pass the Violence Against Women Act. And the Violence Against Women Act is bullshit. It's non-fucking law. It's legal fucking ease. It was not fucking, if there was a fucking constitution, it wasn't ratified by the several fucking states. This is just another fucking corporate dictate that they're using to fucking try to make the weaker sex have a fucking, a strong arm. You know, but you gotta call them. You gotta pick up that fucking phone and call 911 for your balls to match your mouth. But it's still, it's a fucking act. What the fuck's an act? Is that a ratified law? That is not a fucking law. It's a non-fucking law and it's a violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. Women are protected under the Bill of Rights. They got every fucking access a man does. They have every right a man does. And they have a right to a common law jury. This is just put into play. This is to divide us by fucking gender. Plain and simple. And that's what these fucking commies slime. I mean, they're the slimiest son of a bitch. Man, I watched them Romans, man. They were some slimy motherfuckers. I mean, God, all of them. It was a fucking boar's nest. It was sickening. And that's what they're trying to do right here. This is why our lives are goddamn misery. Because we can't live in peace, and we can't live in fucking freedom and liberty. That's what our great ancestors fought to give us. And that's what we have to take back. That's the law we have to enforce. It's absolute law. You're in the right when you fucking enforce it. And if it scares these public fucking officials, it's supposed to. According to Jefferson, it's supposed to. If it doesn't, then you're just a goddamn fucking slave, aren't you? Because you're afraid of them. This has been a hobby horse. Listen to this fucker. You didn't write that. You don't even know how to, you can't even fucking put two words together. Hobby horse of mine for a long time. Got it done once. Biden told the media during the Chipman announcement. The bill would establish federal grants to fund firearm seizures. That is fucking treason. You son of a bitches. And if you can't see that, you just might as well kneel down at the, dig your own fucking hole, kneel down and shoot yourself in the fucking mouth and fall over in it. If you can't see that for a fucking disparagement and denial of a fucking unalienable fucking right protected, and the fact that the 9th article says that no fucking authority can ever exist to deny or disparage that right, you're a fucking stupid. You're dumber than a fucking red brick. Seizures from Americans. These grants would be given to states to support the stripping of firearms from the state citizens. Well, I ain't your fucking citizen, motherfucker. I'm an individual free sovereign of the United States of these fucking Americans, and your fucking goddamn 14th Amendment doesn't apply to me, because I'm not your fucking subject. I'm a free sovereign national. I answer to nothing but the common law, and that is the Bill of Rights, as it is written. You come confront me in the common law, I'll come play with you in that court any fucking time you want to. And you will go outside and you'll hang after I get finished. Because what you're doing is treason and sedition. Treason and sedition, and you fucking know it. Bringing outsiders from China, people from China deciding our fucking destiny, gonna be the fucking, United Nations is gonna decide, is gonna enforce our fucking gun control in this country. Come on, motherfuckers! The bill would also create another, category of red flag laws that would expand gun confiscation to people convicted of just a misdemeanor. Now, she's like, that's what it is. But that time, hey, man, remember 20 years ago, they're telling you, we just want this, just a background check. I mean, that's it. That's all we want. And they, just like over in fucking England, over in Australia, pretty soon you can't even have a fucking butter knife. And then you've gone too fucking far letting these son of a bitches fucking, they got guns. The son of a bitch and the goddamn oppressors are going to have guns. The people committing tyranny on you. Oh, yeah, they're going to have guns. The best that you can fucking buy to fucking enslave you with. The bill would also increase funding to prosecute national instant criminal background check system. That is paying to exercise a right. You understand that, right? A right cannot be fucking, there's no charge for a right. It belongs to you. It's a part of you. That criminal background check is fucking a violation of the 9th fucking article once a fucking again, and a violation of the 2nd article. They have nothing to say about our fucking guns. Except yes sir, no sir, yes sir, whatever you say, because I fear you. Because I'm supposed to fear you. If I don't fear you, you're living under tyranny. If I do fear you, you're free and at liberty like you're supposed to be according to the fucking highest law in this goddamn land. And that's law! Written, ratified law. Background check system, denials. Oh, to prosecute the denials. The government has decided you can't exercise your right. They have no such authority and can't have any such authority according to that 9th article. Man, they sealed the deal on that, but we gotta have the fucking balls to back it up. We'll be within the fucking law. We will be fucking the white hats enforcing the fucking law. If you got the guts, if you got the spine, the funding would burden tens of thousands of, oh, I love this, the funds would burden thousands, tens of thousands of law-abiding Americans. No infringement fucking enduring without fucking pushing back fucking punk bitches. That's who it would fucking infringe on, or a burden. It'd be a bigger burden on you fucking pussies, you gun-polishing punk bitches. That's the only burden it'd be. Abiding American gun owners that the system falsely flagged or prohibited. The system can prohibit you from having your right. It ain't a goddamn right. You understand that? Look the goddamn words up and read them in the fucking dictionary what they mean. A right is not conditional. And nobody has authority over your right or it ain't a fucking right. One of the most concerning parts of the bill is that it provides special appointments and deputations. I mean, who are you going to deputize? These are all corporate motherfuckers. Remember that. And the CDC, oh, they're setting up their own court system, people. And with their own fucking law, fucking own legal ease enforcers, their own tyranny enforcers, their own fucking criminal fucking goddamn gangsters to fucking back it. So polish that son of a bitch. It better go off that first time or you better just throw the fucker away. Or give it to somebody that will fucking use it. To carry out the gun control measures listed in, see, and this is all, again, here, what have we been doing the last few months? Threat, threatening the people. Trying to scare the people. Make the people afraid of the government. Now, what was that Jefferson said? When the people fear the government, you have what? What was that? Tyranny? When the government fears the people, you have what? Oh, that's right. Freedom and liberty. We're not supposed to be afraid of these motherfuckers. We're supposed to be Americans with goddamn spines and guts and ready to fucking defend our fucking homes and hearths, our fucking old people, our children, and our women. Listed in the proposed law, many gun rights advocates see these special appointments as a way of building a new anti-gun force that will violate the firearms rights of America. They're telling you right there, they know what they're fucking doing. They understand they're breaking the fucking law. But I guess if there's nobody to enforce it, fuck the law. You look at the way this country's in chaos right now. They had a fucking shootout with 6 people shooting it. I can't remember which one of the fucking shitholes it was in. 6 people shooting it out they didn't even investigate it. I mean, fuck. You don't see it? Don't tell me you don't see it. They point out that nothing in the bill makes women safer. I'll tell you. I'll tell you what, there ain't nothing more dangerous than a woman with a gun. Oh, man. And when a woman does need to be fucking protected, hit that 911, the guy's got fucking 10, 15 minutes to do what he wants to. And when it gets bad, real bad, it'll be, oh, we'll have to get it to you, around to you tomorrow. But he's right in the middle of raping me. Oh, well, we're really sorry, but we have no one to send. I'm sorry. But we have plenty of goddamn, we have federal Stasi to send to people who are going to goddamn school board meetings and telling the goddamn sick, perverted pricks that are fucking running the goddamn through a fucking union that can't exist. No unions can have no power over any goddamn individual. And these motherfuckers, see, like that with the ones that I've watched, like the, when you're talking to the, who put this goddamn filthy book on the, who signed off on it? What's his name? Her name. Because I'm going to charge them in their individual capacity in the common law court for fucking violating my right to my fucking privacy, my right, seizing my child and putting perverted ideas that I disagree with into my child's head. That's my fucking kid, not yours, you son of a bitch. You could hang him left and right now, couldn't you? That's why the common law courts had to go, people. That's why they made sure that was the first. You know how unlawful that is? That says that with, you're told in that fucking Bill of Rights, they do that, you pick up that fucking gun and you kill them. That was the way to do it peaceably. That was the way to petition peaceably. They've taken the peaceable fucking option away. They've left on the table only the fucking violent one because they're fucking communists. They run on violence. They run on fear. If you fear them, then they're in control, aren't they? And I want to see how many people back off from these son of a bitches when I did say that you're not going to do this to my child at that meeting last night. I'm going to Guantanamo. Boom! That's where you're going, motherfucker, to hell. Many gun rights advocates see these special appointments as a way of building a new anti-gun force that will violate the firearms rights of America. They're already violating them. 40,000 fucking violations on the second article alone. And that means 40,000 violations on the fucking ninth article and the tenth article. And the whole rest of the fucking package. Because you violate one fucking, part of the fucking procedural due process. You violate it all. You can't half-ass it. You miss one fucking comma, one period. You fail to provide one fucking tiny bit of that procedural due process, you violated the whole package. You are a fucking traitor. You are fucking guilty of treason and sedition. And all you have coming to you is fucking death. Because you're doing it with fucking malice and forethought. You want to kill us. And you know it. You want to put us in fucking ditches like you did the fucking people in goddamn Russia. Don't you, communist? Don't you, fascist? Don't think I forget about you fucking fascist. And you capitalists, I want to see capitalism I want the original fucking document of the Constitution. I want the original document of the fucking Bill of Rights. I want to see where it says that this is a goddamn capitalist country. It says it's a fucking republic. A free republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. Plain and simple. A third grader could read it. But evidently you motherfuckers don't understand nothing but pain and death. So that's how it's going to have to be. You're going to become afraid of us again. And some bitch come up onto you. You can't, it's against the law to threaten a public official. Oh, fucking really? You should have told that to the son of a bitches back there in 1774 and 1775 that were telling them, hanging them. Hanging the fucking tax collector. Hanging the king's fucking men. Fucking putting them up, dunking them in fucking hot tar and putting feathers on them, riding them out of town on a rail. No, you can't get violent with the king's people. Don't you know? You have to fucking be passive. You have to just take it right up the fucking ass. And be a fucking woman. All you men, be women. And let the women try being men. Because, goddamn, if I had to fight... Hey, tell me. If you had to fight somebody, would you rather fight... as a man, would you rather fight a fucking man or a woman? Huh? They point out that nothing in the bill makes women safer. Of course it don't. That has nothing to do with it. That fucking period is all you have to know about, motherfucker. You can read. A well-regulated militia being necessary to a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be, infringed. Period! You don't need to know nothing past that. You can't talk about nothing past that. when it comes to our guns. That's law. That's the people's fucking law. That's the people's jurisdiction. Superior and absolute. It can't be changed. You can't have the authority to change it. The ninth article makes that clear. There has been some pushback on the Hill. Oh, really? Here we go. Finally, somebody. There's the white horse. There has been some pushback on the Hill. On the bill by Senators both Holloway, Republican Montana, Tom Cotton, Republican Arkansas, and John Cornyn, Republican Texas, fucking controlled opposition, that's all you are. You, every son of a bitch and one of you is in on this. The idea is to remove that Bill of Rights so you can have that fucking New World Order. You ain't getting it. You will not get it. You will be destroyed. You will fall. This, your fucking corporation, your international corporate mafia will fall just like it fell in fucking Rome, because you have the same kind of fucking degenerates, liars, backstabbers, pedophiles, pieces of shit running it. None of the pushback from the senators, centers, like that senators, centers around the built-in, gun control measure. The lack of pushback against the anti-gun efforts concerns many gun rights activists who hope Republicans would reject the gun bill. Why should they reject it? It's all out in the open. It's a one fucking corporate fucking government. They have nothing to do. I mean, the political parties was just a fucking misnomer. It's a name. They're fucking corporations. Go look it up. The fucking Republican Party is a corporation. The Democratic Party is a corporation. When they put two motherfuckers up there, you're supposedly choosing. You're not choosing shit because they own your straw man. That's why they can come and change your fucking delegates. They own your straw man. They own the fucking corporation they made out of you when you were born. They made you dead and brought you back to life as a fucking straw man corporation that they fucking control. That is sold as a stock. On the fucking stock market. Some son of a bitch in Chinaman probably owns your ass. He's doing your voting from fucking Beijing. We told you this. We told you and told you. Unregister. Don't fucking go along with it. At least they know you fucking ain't stupid. During the hearings in the Senate, Democrats were confident that the bill would be passed with the anti-gun measure intact. Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat, Illinois, was all smiles at the end of the hearing. I guess he's not afraid of you, is he? He's not afraid of the American Nationals. So that American Nationals must be living under, well, tyranny. And like I said, you got to bitch about that. Go talk to Thomas Jefferson. He told you. So what's it going to be, people? We're past the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches. But what's it going to be? Are you going to live in fear and live under tyranny? Are you going to make those motherfuckers? You got to destroy these son of a bitches. These are communists. But you should have had them in fearing you all, every inch of the fucking way, according to Thomas Jefferson. You know, the celebrated greatest goddamn person you were taught to fucking worship just after Georgie fucking Washington. Thomas Jefferson said it. So are you going to fucking make the government afraid of you and be free? Or are you going to live in fear of the fucking government and be a goddamn slave and to tyranny? That's the word from the trenches.